Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He has been a county commissioner. He's currently in his second term as the state representative for Redford Township, the 10th House District. And now, Phil Cavanaugh wants to become the next Wayne County executive. Representative, what compelled you to enter this race and want to replace Robert Ficano as county exec?
The need. I think the county has completely lost its focus on the constituents and the people we deliver services for.
Certainly, financial issues are a big problem in Wayne County. The B word has been tossed around even. Do you think bankruptcy could actually be a possibility for Wayne County?
Well, a few months back, I convened a panel of experts, and it was the former state treasurer, Robert Klein, budget director, an economist from University of Michigan, and they said there is a crisis, a financial crisis in Wayne County. And by many benchmarks, the governor should have and could have come into Wayne County before Detroit with an emergency manager and eventually a bankruptcy. I think that if we make the tough decisions right now, we could save that off. We just need politicians and the administration to have the courage to do such.
Certainly, there are no shortage of headlines regarding current Wayne County exec Robert Ficano, with criminal convictions of four of his former aides on federal crimes related to that bribery probe, and reports the feds are continuing that probe, although we will note here that Robert Ficano has repeatedly said he has done nothing wrong and he has not been charged with any crimes. But what do you think all of this has done to perceptions of Wayne County throughout Michigan and beyond?
That is exactly it. We just went through a terrible era in Detroit's history with the conviction of a mayor and the resignation of a sitting mayor. Now to have the FBI in Wayne County, I don't know whether the actions of some of his staff has gotten how high up it's gotten, but I think it's not the point. The point is people have lost faith in government. We need somebody to have the respect at the state and federal level, because these problems are more than Wayne County's budget can handle right now. And I'm not asking for a bailout, but there has to be communication and how we can share resources. And I think that's the only way that we get back on our footing in Wayne County.
Let's talk about the budget, if we can, Representative. Wayne County's budget deficit is figured to be around $175 million, and then the unfunded pension liabilities around $825 million. What do you want to do, and what do you think you can do to address these problems?
First and foremost is changing the attitude. I mean, I was a Wayne County commissioner from 01 to 08. While I was there, the administration would just dictate to the prosecutor, the sheriff, the clerk, the treasurer, the commission, et cetera, this is your budget. And lo and behold, nearly every year, either the sheriff, the prosecutor, the courts were suing the executive. That is a problem. I mean, changing the culture and saying that we're all in this together, we need to figure this out together. And I think that our criminal justice system has severely been hampered by this. So what can be done? The pension system is 47% funded. It did earn 18% last year because the market was so stellar. But we do need to look at restructuring not just benefits, but how Wayne County does business. Right now, we're in this no man's land that nobody wants to touch Wayne County. The budget deficit itself, it's a structural deficit. The latest deficit elimination plan, I think, just screams at incompetency and the chaos that's really there. So I don't have any silver bullet answers, but I do know the culture needs to be changed. I have dealt with the Wayne County budget for 8 years. I've dealt with state budgets, and I can dig to the bottom. And it's to be more inclusive with people, to put as many people at the table instead of I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Now, we've got Westland Mayor William Wild running for county executive, as well as County Commissioner Kevin McNamara. And we were hearing some noises from former Detroit Mayor Dave Bing last year saying he was thinking of running for executive. And what do you bring to Wayne County that these others don't?
I absolutely bring the fact that I have not just relationships, but knowledge on how county government works, how state government works. I have tackled and balanced budgets at both levels and know our congressional and senators at the federal level very well. So first and foremost, I bring relationships. Also, I bring knowledge of how the county functions. But my thinking is the change of culture. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people on these other two campaign staffs that are the same recycled people. And we need to change the paradigm. We need to change thinking. by me just saying that I want to bring integrity to government isn't the end-all be-all. Every politician says that. I want to prove it, much like my father did when he was elected mayor in 1961.
In fact, we should note your father, Jerome Kavanaugh, was Detroit's mayor from 1962 to 1970. And I was wondering how your family history and your legacy play into your candidacy and into your politics.
Well, I think that a lot of people that vote, the senior vote is remembering my father very fondly and the things that he did for civil rights. I raised my children, and I was raised always hearing about the legacy of my father. I was only 18 when he died in 1979. So it's been a long time, but still it's great stories. But what that brought me, my dad, you know, died very early, so it wasn't like a silver spoon or anything else. I struggled for everything I have in life, and I taught my kids those values. But it is the Kavanaugh name, which, you know, there's never been an FBI probe in the 60 years of dedicated history in my family's name. I guess they say politics is in your blood. The bug didn't hit me till I was 40, but it's pretty exciting that you can make a difference in people who are struggling, people that have lost faith in government, you know, those without a voice.
Redford Township Democratic Representative Phil Kavanaugh now running for the office of Wayne County Executive. Thanks so much for talking with us, Representative.
Cindy, I greatly appreciate it. Enjoy your day.